Nestled in the picturesque town of Arcozelo, northern Portugal, lies a remarkable destination that has captured the hearts and devotion of countless individuals seeking spiritual solace and divine intervention. This is the resting place of Santa Maria Adelaide de São José e Sousa, whose life and legacy have transcended the boundaries of official recognition, giving rise to one of the largest pilgrimages in the region. Despite never being officially canonized by the Catholic Church, her unwavering dedication to helping the poor, reconciling estranged families, and spreading kindness has earned her a place of immense veneration in the hearts of the local people. Maria Adelaide's journey began in the city of Porto, where she was born in 1835. As a young woman, she entered the Corpus Christi convent in Vila Nova de Gaia, where she fell ill. Seeking a change of scenery, she moved to the Largo Domingo de Vento in Porto, where her condition only worsened. Heeding the advice of a doctor, she traveled to the coastal town of Arcozelo, known for its pine trees, and it was here that her health began to improve. In Arcozelo, Maria Adelaide dedicated her life to serving the local community. She made lace and pastries, using the proceeds to assist the poor, providing them with daily bread, sweets, clothes, and catechism. Her love for children was particularly notable, as she showered them with affection and care. She also became known for her ability to reconcile estranged families, using a compassionate nature to bring harmony and peace. Tragically, the illness that had brought Maria Adelaide to Arcozelo ultimately claimed her life on September 4, 1885. However, her legacy of kindness and devotion did not end there. In the years that followed, her story would take on a remarkable and mystical turn, captivating the hearts and minds of the local people. The plot of the cemetery in which she was buried was sold to a new owner almost 30 years later, in 1916. He decided to have all the corpses removed from the site and have them reburied somewhere else. To the gravedigger's surprise, when they uncovered Maria Adelaide, it seemed that her body was not decomposing, and instead they found her with her clothes intact, looking like she was simply sleeping and smelling strongly of roses. After this very curious discovery, the men thought it would be best kept a secret, and to avoid further complications, they decided to wash her body in chemicals and bury her in a common grave without anyone noticing. That didn't work out for them though. The people in town heard the rumors, and one Sunday morning, during Mass, an angry mob of villagers demanded the body be brought back to the surface so they could see for themselves. Maria's remains were brought back up and still showed no signs of decay, and so the people deemed her a saint who was blessed with a miracle. They took her out of her coffin, washed and dressed her, and then displayed her in a coffin with a glass cover so that she could be seen by everyone. Over the years, as the body was moved to a new chapel, it remained incorrupt, with a strong scent of roses emanating from it. This remarkable preservation of the body, coupled by Maria Adelaide's reputation for kindness and compassion, cemented her status as a revered, though unrecognized saint in the eyes of the local people. Alongside the chapel, the House of Miracles stands as a testament to the countless individuals who have sought the little saint's intercession. This museum-like structure displays an array of offerings and expressions of gratitude, including wedding dresses, baptismal and communion outfits, coins and banknotes from around the world, handicrafts, ceramics, jewelry. The sheer volume and diversity of these offerings speak the profound impact that Maria Adelaide has had on the lives of her devotees. Despite the lack of official recognition by the Catholic Church, the veneration of Santa Maria Adelaide continues to thrive, drawing in pilgrims who seek her graces and protection. The preservation of her incorrupt body, the vibrant shrine and museum, and the countless offerings left by grateful devotees all serve as a testament to the profound impact that this unrecognized saint has had on the people of northern Portugal. As we explore this unique and captivating pilgrimage site, we are reminded of the profound ways in which faith and belief can transcend the boundaries of official recognition, and how the human spirit can find solace in the most unexpected of places. Santa Maria Adelaide, pray for us.